numbers you'll find, which one's incidental. Take the music from the industry, you're left with grasping bankers. Take the industry out of music, you're left with childish wankers. If I weren't me, Prince might ask, would women still adore me? How come no one's come up and said, your movies fucking bore me? The priest dances on the seventh day, watching the temple fall. Now if Dylan didn't write that line, would it still mean nothing at all? Breaking out of jail from the singer's dick, breaking out in wards. What if today your band gets acclaim from the critically judgmental? 20 years ago they said much the same about a John McLaughlin instrumental.
Polysyllabic words never suited.
Every band in rock and roll claims to be doing it for the art.
Feel confronting, critics approve it. Used to scorn an oboe Zeno to produce
at
it.
At least that's what their managers say when the band themselves ain't all that smart.
Jesus puts the white ball, heard their new album. They're all chinless palmies, that's sure to sell them.
Sounds really noble and all, but it's an excuse just for pricks.
Rock is for morons, thank God that that's so. Knuckle the artist with Rod Grinder's elbow.
We agree with G.W. McLennan. He plays rock and roll for the chicks.
Rock is for morons, thank God.